The William Shakespeare Children's Collection. Hamlet by William Shakespeare. Adapted by Georgina Brown. Read by Richard Usher. Hamlet, the Prince of Denmark, stepson and nephew to Claudius. Claudius, Hamlet's uncle and the new king of Denmark, married to Hamlet's mother. Polonius, a counsellor to Claudius. Ophelia and Laertes, daughter and son of Polonius. Gertrude, Queen of Denmark and Hamlet's mother. The ghost, seen at night on the castle battlements. Horatio, Hamlet's trusted friend. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, Hamlet's old friends. Chapter 1. At the top of Elsinore Castle in Denmark, Francisco, a night watchman, paced back and forth along the battlements while he waited for his replacement. Every bone in his weary body ached, and he shivered in the cold night air. Everything was still and silent, but not peaceful. Francisco was restless. He nervously gazed into the endless darkness below. He thought about the recent rumours of ghostly sightings, and the hairs on the back of his neck began to stand on end. A sudden creak from behind startled him, and he froze to the spot in momentary fright.
"Who's there?"
he called, forcing his body to turn and face the noise.
"Long live the king!"
a familiar voice answered. It was Bernardo, his replacement, right on time. As the clock struck 12, the two men bid each other good night, and Bernardo took his place on the battlements. A few moments later, two other men joined him.
"Welcome, Marcellus and Horatio. What brings you here tonight?"
Bernardo asked.
"Has the ghost appeared tonight? Horatio says it is our imagination,"
Marcellus said.
"I've asked him to come tonight so he can see it for himself."
Horatio shook his head. He did not believe the sightings were real.
"Bernardo, tell him what you saw," said Marcellus.
"It was last night when the bell rang to mark 1 o'clock. Marcellus and I..."
He stopped, eyes widening in shock. Before them, glowing faintly and floating just above the stonework of the castle, was the figure of a man. Horatio, Marcellus, and Bernardo stood paralysed in shock.
"It looks exactly like the late king," Bernardo managed to whisper to the other two.
"Speak to it, Horatio,"
Marcellus murmured quietly. The ghost did not move.
"Who are you? I order you to speak," said Horatio, his voice trembling slightly.
Then, as quickly as it arrived, the ghost vanished. Horatio stared at the spot where the spectre had been.
"It wore the same armour as the dead King Hamlet," he said, his eyes still wide with disbelief. "I fear this is a bad omen, a sign that something terrible will happen."
Horatio turned to leave, thinking that he should tell Prince Hamlet what they had seen. Then the ghost appeared again. This time its arms were held wide open.